Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Nestling nearer to the heart of God, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. Making notches in a doorframe is one way to measure the physical growth of a child. But how do you measure the spiritual growth of a child of God? Maturity in the faith cannot be tallied in inches or pounds. Instead, growth in the Christian life takes place in the inner man, in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Alexander McLaren provides several yardsticks for Christian growth. Walk with Alexander McLaren, a Scottish-born pastor of a church in Manchester, England, in the 1800s. If you are a Christian, you ought to be continually realizing a deeper consciousness of Christ's love and favor as yours. You ought to be nestling every day nearer to His heart and getting more and more sure of His mercy and love for you. And you ought not only to be realizing the fact of His love with increasing certitude, but you ought to be drinking in the consequences of that love, and every day deriving more and more of the spiritual gifts of which His hands are full. In Him is an inexhaustible store of abundance for each of us. There is nothing mystical or removed from the experience of daily life in this exhortation. Grow in grace. It is not growth from some strange experience, but a very plain practical thing, a daily transformation with growing completeness into the likeness of Jesus Christ. Today's New Testament reading is 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 11 through 18.
Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with His promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with Him. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation, just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him. He writes the same way in all his letters, speaking in them of these matters. His letters contain some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort, as they do the other scriptures, to their own destruction. Therefore, dear friends, since you have been forewarned, be on your guard, so that you may not be carried away by the error of the lawless and fall from your secure position, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen.
A young boy looks in the mirror and knows he is growing up. He is growing taller, stronger, wiser. He is developing a striking family resemblance to the one who calls him son. As Jesus grew up, he grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Luke 2:52. Four essential areas of growth: mental, physical, spiritual, social. Every day as you look intently into the mirror of God's Word, ask yourself what you can do to promote healthy growth in each of those areas of your life.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.